UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.
Good morning and welcome to In Original Version, the show where we always meet interesting people, and today an artist who's chosen to live life his own way, often on the edge of land and sea. With Borja Cabrera, which is in charge of all technical aspects, alongside to Araceli Garrido, I'm your host Pierre Vives, and today we are talking to someone who's done exactly that.
Hello, hello, everyone. Yes, here we have a Welsh singer-songwriter who swaps screens for strings, code for chords, and now lives on a boat in beautiful Alicante, Spain. Please welcome Kevin Jenkins.
Hi, Araceli. Hi, Pierre. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you, Kevin. I have to start by saying, living on a boat in Spain and making music, how's that? That sounds like a dream life. But I imagine it's not always as easy as it sounds.
It is, actually. It's fantastic. I'm inspired by just being on the water. Music is vibration and the boat's moving all the time. Early in the morning, the sun comes off the waves and bounces into my cabin. I get up and I make music.
That sounds both wonderful and chaotic. Perfect inspiration for our songwriting, though.
Absolutely. There's always a story floating around, literally.
Before we dive into boat life, let's talk about your journey. You used to be an informatics engineer, right?
Yes, I was an engineer, a different type of engineer. I was an electrical engineer, electronic engineer, computer engineer. Yes, I worked in many industries, originally in Wales and then in Oxford in England.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. And I have to say, living on a boat and making music sounds like the dream, but I'm sure there's more to it than that.
No, it's wonderful. I have a little studio built on my boat these days, a studio just beyond the computer and some good speakers. And a good microphone, you can achieve a lot with the technology these days.
Mm-hmm. That's a bold move from the informatic engineering to the sea. Did your tech background help you at all in your music career?
Absolutely, yeah. I am very familiar with computers at all kind of levels. And originally things were recorded on tape and that, and as the technology improved, it obviously went onto computers. And most days, people these days use what they call a DAW, digital audio workstation, things like Logic or Cubase, and you can achieve amazing things on computers with audio and obviously with visuals as well.
Wow, quite impressive. So you spent several years as an informatic engineer before moving into music. What sparked that change?
I was a musician before I was an engineer. I started studying piano when I was 11, and I switched to guitar. I chose guitar. My sister played piano, and I was sort of suggested I play piano too, but I chose guitar. And from about the age of 13, I learned to play the guitar, and I think I played my first professional gig when I was 15 years old.
15 years old, wow. Quite impressive. Yeah. And, just a question, just thinking of it. So now you're based in Alicante, living on a boat. How did that come about?
Yeah, how did you end up living
really
on a boat in Alicante?
Yeah, it sounds like magical. It's wow.
There's lots of stages from when I was an IT engineer to here. When the recession hit in 2009, I was working for Oxfam. I was Oxfam's computer security manager. in Oxford, and the recession came, and at that time people rethought their lives, and I decided I would focus back on the music and leave the computers behind, mm-hmm. or repairing computers anyway. And so I got the opportunity to become, from an engineer to a university lecturer mm-hmm. in sound design for film in Worcester University. And I also was teaching music technology in a college, and I became a guitar instructor for Yamaha mm-hmm. in the Yamaha Music School. So that was like my big step yeah. out of the computer world. So I'd left the system, and then later on, about 8 years ago, I was offered a job to teach computing, and I absolutely hated every minute of it. I'd given up computing. I did it. It was a contract job, and I took it. And in England, roughly 10 weeks, there's a week holiday, mm-hmm. and I was counting the days until those holidays. And I used to do house sitting, and every time slot I'd yeah. travel, I'd book a flight. My first international sit was in Berlin. I was there. The first time I'd been in Berlin, it was great, actually. My second one was in Lucerno.
It's in Switzerland.
It's near Cordoba.
Lucena, Cordoba.
Pronounced it incorrectly, okay. Sorry. And so that was my first visit to Spain. I'd never been to Spain. I always mm-hmm. used to go to Greece or some other part of Europe. And then the third sit was going to be in Moreira. Mm-hmm. And in Benissa Moreira. And I was due to start on the Friday, and I decided to fly earlier, and I came to Alicante for 3 days and stayed on a Airbnb in Alicante Center, just off the Rambla, mm-hmm. and I walked around. And that one day changed my whole life. So I remember walking down to the harbor, and mm-hmm. do you know where the surfer dude is, Icarus or whatever the right name for the statue is? And I was just looking at the boats. And as a throwaway idea 8 years ago, mm-hmm. I thought, it must be nice to live with a boat.
Why not?
Yeah. On the same night, I walked around the harbour, and the restaurants were different then. And there used to be a curry place. And I went in there, and I sat down and on my own. And on the table behind me was a girl on her own. I didn't talk to her. And then I used to be very shy. As you can tell, I'm not shy anymore. We didn't speak at all, but right at the end of the meal, I turned, had built up my confidence and turned around to say hello. Amazingly, she could speak English. Mm-hmm. Coincidentally, she could play the guitar and sing. She became my girlfriend for 3 years.
It looks like a love song, definitely. Yeah. Have you made a song about
yeah.
your
was
story?
Was it an inspiration for a song?
It's all in there somewhere, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, that's amazing. You were very brave to take that decision, change your life, absolutely. Now you are in Alicante, living on a boat, living as a musician. What's a typical day like for you?
I wake in the morning, as I mentioned earlier, the sun rises over the Melia. And I either do one or two things. If I'm in a creative mood, I wake up, I pick up a guitar, I just put my phone down, hit record, and I'll play solidly for 3 hours.
Wow.
It's like a meditation. I'm not thinking about what I'm playing. It just comes. And I record it, and I don't listen to it, I leave it. Mm-hmm. I've checked back through several dead mobile phones. Over the 8 years, I have created 1,000 original pieces of music from those wake-up sessions. Mm-hmm. And then every now and again, I go back and think, oh, there's something there. Sometimes I listen to it, I don't remember what I played. I can't even play it again.
Sure.
But there's some inspirational moments, and I often go back and when I'm stuck for an idea, I go, okay, I'll try that one. So that's one aspect of what I do. But most of the time, especially in the last couple of months, I've on and off, I've practiced yoga. Mm-hmm. And I go down to the end of the beach and have a yoga session. I used to do it solo because I remembered the different yogas I studied. And then most recently, I've got an instructor. And it's good to actually focus me on rebuilding my technique or revisiting my technique. So, yeah, typically I wake up before the sunlight, walk to the end of the beach, do yoga.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds idyllic. It sounds like a constant adventure and very fitting for a songwriter. But we'd like to know, what's the hardest part of boat life?
Yeah.
There isn't really. There isn't a hard
no
part.
No hard part.
No, really.
No. Some of my friends, I've had friends on my boats that have no balance problems. One of my friends cannot be on my boat for like more than 10 seconds because they have vertigo straight away. And for me, I don't even sense the boat's moving.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I lost my thread now. So the joys and woes of living on a boat. So space is a premium, but I have a 10-meter boat. I sleep in the front of the boat in a kind of double triangular bed. There is a shower and a toilet on the boat. There's a little kitchen. The wheelhouse is basically my living room. I have a small desk. Mm-hmm. With my recording equipment on, with keyboards, and there's always guitars out next to in the living room. And then the rear cabin, where it used to be the rear cabin, is now my musical dungeon. That's where I store everything, all my musical equipment. The other thing, I'm an abstract painter, and so all my canvases are in the back of the boat as well. So I have the cabin isn't the cabin at the back anymore. Sure. It's a storeroom.
It sounds like a small place, but enough for you, enough for your creation.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, let's talk about your music now. Because you brought your guitar.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can be pleased to hear you now. And I know that we know that you have just released some new songs. And perhaps we'll have the pleasure of listen to some of them.
And tell us about it too.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes, so I have two existing albums, By the Mind Safari, which I recorded here in Alicante in a studio just outside San Vicente. The other album, that's a collection of songs which I'd written over the years. And I recorded that with two Spanish musicians who I just met in the studio. I hadn't met them before. Most of it was recorded here in Alicante. Part of one of the songs was recorded back in Oxford. The other album is Dragon's Dream.
Dragon's Dream. Okay.
And this is a totally different type of. The first one's singer songwriter songs. This is electronic classical music.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And.
Like Jean-Michel Jarre, maybe? Like.
This is structured as almost like a string quartet.
Okay.
So it's kind of like themes and variations. My current projects, talking about the synthesizer side of things, I have a project called Flux Me. And talking about Jean-Michel Jarre, I have a Spanish keyboard player called Juanjo Bertrán. He's from Alicante. He's a massive fan of ambient electronic music. He loves Jean-Michel Jarre.
Yeah, so do I.
Tangerine Dream, Kraftwerk, all that kind of 70s ambience. So about 2 years ago, he said, I'd met him several years before that, and he said, one day, can you just come and put some guitar on one of my tracks? And then about 3 years later, we finally did it, which was about 2 years ago. And I went round, and he's got a home studio, and he's such a computer geek, is wall-to-wall synthesizers. It's fantastic. It's almost as bad as Vince Clarke from Yazoo. Synthesizers everywhere, So I went there one time. He played this 15-minute piece, one of his ambient pieces, and I improvised solidly over it for 15 minutes. Never heard the track before. And when we listened to it, I think we've got something here. And so it's kind of, imagine Jean-Michel Jarre and Dave Gilmour were in the same band.
That's
Flux Me is.
Yeah, really.
That's how it started, and now it's evolved. Last year was all that ambient stuff, but I realized if you want to play like parties and things like that, villas.
It would be a pleasure to listen
to your guitar. To write pop songs. So the newest ones are more like what they call synthwave, like retro 80s songs, yeah? So that's I won't be able to do that on the guitar, but that's the electronic music project. But I still play it solo, and this is one of the recent songs. And I'm a huge experimenter. And you know those fridge magnets, like poetry magnets, you can get boxed in, like in England, you can get them in like a bookshop or something, yeah. And I found some in one of my bags, and I stuck them to the fridge, and I wrote the song from the, just looking at the fridge every morning.
Mm-hmm. So inspiring.
Inspired by a fridge.
So this song is called Champagne and Caramel, written from magnetic poetry.
Okay. Uh-huh. Champagne and caramel. Let's hear to Kevin Jenkins.
With poetic wonder, the distant sound of thunder, Hugh whispers to the storm. A red-eye flight, translucent night, her tears pierce the sky. Champagne and caramels, her blazing liquid life, all her troubles melt away. The cabmen are broken, the scabman has spoken. Life's a risk, so take your chance. Sing your song and dance your dance. Life's a risk, so take your chance. Sing your song and dance your dance. With poetic wonder, the distant sound of thunder, she whispers to the storm. A red-eye flight, translucent night, her eyes a wild blue ocean. Champagne and caramels, a blazing liquid life, all her troubles melt away. The cabmen are broken, the scabman has spoken. Scooby-doo-wop-bop-bop-boo-ah. Life's a risk, so take your chance. Sing your song and dance your dance. Life's a risk, so take your chance. Sing your song and dance your dance. Sing your song and dance your dance. Sing your song and dance your dance.
Wow.
Wow, really.
It's been stunning, stunning.
Impressive. I have no words. Yeah.
Upbeat music.
It's kind of surreal. Words,
yeah, no, it's, well, I must say that this is not the first time I'm listening to Kevin Jenkins, but he's always as amazing and always bringing different ways of feeling music and changing his voice, the mood.
Yeah, it was full of movement, peaceful, like the sea itself.
Yeah, let's see that. Oops, really. All
really
this energy
good.
And, well, really quite impressive. That's such a beautiful cultural mix of Welsh roots with Mediterranean soul as well. Mm-hmm. Now we can see that. Do you want to let us hear another song, perhaps?
Yeah.
And
this is a song off Spider-Mind Safari.
Okay.
The one that was recorded here in Alicante.
Yeah.
And yeah, I Want You.
I wanna feel your form and keep you out of sight. Where the rooms are bare, share our skins tonight. Within these arms of steel, open up your soul. with a precious touch, let our love unfold. Every time we're together, fill me with your dreams and tell me the wonders that you bring, and I'll keep on giving them. Left me standing in the cold, nothing left to hold. How many times must you be told, I want you. Dreams tell me wonders that you bring, and I'll keep on giving them, 'cause I want you. You left me standing in the cold, nothing left to hold. How many times must you be told, I want you. Tell me wonders that you bring, and I'll keep on giving, 'cause I want you. I want you. I want you.
Absolutely. I feel so relaxed now.
That was I Want You, isn't it?
Yeah.
From Spider-Man Safari.
Mm-hmm. Spider-Mind Safari.
Spider-Mind Safari.
People often say Spider-Man.
Spider-Mind. So well found. So stunning, very serene, yes, but full of movement like the sea itself. Recorded at Peter Rex Studios in Alicante and and at Evolution Studios as well in Oxford.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your music makes me think of slow life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess the sea has influenced your songwriting.
A lot, yeah.
I see a very beautiful cultural mix, Welsh roots, Mediterranean soul. Have you collaborated with local musicians, Mediterranean musicians here to create your music?
Yeah, I often attend the open mics and jam sessions. I've played in all styles with all the best musicians that I hear in Alicante. Most of them are Latinos, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the guys from Amanesa Verde and Coctel del Indigo. Those guys for a long time, there was a small music scene here. Malabuena, the restaurant underneath Olé, hostel. That was used to be the Sunday Jam, and I met those guys 8 years ago. And Kevin Ives, he used to run the, well, he still runs jams here. Currently, he's running the jams in Vieja Vagabundo and also back in Salisterio. And I've played with all the best players in Alicante.
So
funk, jazz, rock, everything.
Yeah. Music, the music scene in Alicante.
Now the scene is great.
It's great, yeah.
Yeah, I used to, for a while, I used to go to Budapest a lot, because the music, fantastic music scene in Budapest. And I must know 50 musicians in Budapest. I go there all the time. So, yeah.
Not bad. Okay, only 4 minutes left. So before we wrap up, let's do a quick fire round. If you agree, just say the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay,
ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. For instance, favorite Spanish word.
Mierda.
Okay. Let's go. Best thing about living on a boat.
Tranquility, sunrise and sunsets every day.
Yeah.
Worst thing.
There isn't the worst thing.
No,
all right. Not for me anyway.
Okay, coffee or sangria?
In the morning, it's coffee, and gin tonic in the evening. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, song you wish you'd written?
Oh wow, billions of them. That's The Way to Say Goodbye by Leonard Cohen.
A good one. Good answer.
Good.
And and what's next for you and Kevin?
Immediate next Saturday, I'll be playing at Rudy's in Benalua, 9 o'clock. The following Saturday, I'll be playing in El Gato Cool.
Gato Cool, okay.
I'm working on my new music. The big thing that's on the horizon is film related, actually. One of my crazy Norwegian friends is a scriptwriter, and he's I'm writing soundtracks for his film, for several of his films.
Wow.
I've already written some, but they haven't been used yet.
Seems so interesting. That sounds fantastic. By the way, where can our listeners find your music?
Both of my current albums, Spider Mind Safari and Dragon's Dream, are on all the usual platforms, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, Amazon, everything, the usual digital platforms, basically.
Apart from the clubs, of course.
Oh, yeah, I'm always playing somewhere in Alicante. I always go to the jam sessions.
Have you got social media or somewhere to find your next performances?
Yeah, on Instagram, my profile is selectasound.play.
Selectasound.play,
yeah. Exactly what I do. When I pick up guitar, if I play electric guitar, it'll sound like this. Selector Sound play. Yeah. I might play a rock song if I play electric guitar. I might sing a slow song if I pick up an acoustic guitar. So Selector Sound play, and I'm Kevin Jenkins Music on Facebook.
Okay.
Well,
great,
really, definitely great, wonderful, Kevin. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story, your life. It's inspiring and make us all dream a little about life on the water.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to In Original Version. Until next time, keep your sails high and your hearts open. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. Yeah.
UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.